Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, welcome back in. We just heard from C.J. Stroud as he spoke to the media. Had a lot of interesting things to say, but Tyler did a great job in the break getting what he had to say about the center position. As we said today, Jarrett Patterson, who started last week, he did not practice today. And then the normal starter, Juice Scruggs, he didn't practice after missing last week's game. He didn't practice as well today. So their top two centers didn't practice. They signed Scott Quisenberry yesterday to the practice squad. Here was, and it was interesting because Clint, because reports that we've gotten and seen is that Juice Scruggs is on track to play in the game Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. But this was CJ talking about the center position.
Yeah, it's something that is something I had to learn when I got to the NFL. Because there's so many games. You have preseason, a lot of guys playing preseason on our team, and you got hard training camp, then you go straight into the season. So, man, you got to really be taking care of your body. And the sad thing is, some things are inevitable. Like, you're going to get hurt, it just happens. So, it's up to me to, you know, be like what my coach told me when I got to Ohio State. Todd Fitch was just saying, man, the most important job for you is to make everybody around you better and to make people feel comfortable, but also push people. And I think, you know, last year I had the chance to have three centers, and now I'm on my third center in week three. And I hope J-Pat and Juice are fine. You know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, it's next man up, got to go out there and win a football game. So I'm a big believer in KG. I think Kendrick has a lot of great upside. He's very fast, quick, mobile, strong. So, and I've been working with him since he got here last year. So I see us not slowing down.
And the person he's referring to is Kendrick Green, who has mostly been playing at left guard. Him and Kenyon Green, I guess you could say at a time, was at a battle for that left guard spot. But he is who is in practice working with him as at the center position. And Clint, I know we were listening to that. You said that almost made you feel like that maybe the Juice Scruggs returning is not as potentially in the cards as maybe we thought.
Well, I mean, I guess somebody's got to practice it, but I mean, I just, if Sunday, which was 3 days ago, you're trying it out and seeing if you can play a full speed game, full contact, full quarter game, I was under the impression, or I felt like that he would for sure be practicing to some extent on Wednesday and Thursday.
Game time decision.
If you're a game time decision to then go on not play and miss the next week, then clearly it's a little bit worse than a possible game time decision. So CJ's talking about his third center in 3 weeks, and he did a phenomenal job of explaining how we as fans should probably feel pretty comfortable with it, because once again, Bobby Slowick, D'Amico Ryans, the way they handle their business, very rarely are they caught with their pants down. Very rarely are they caught in a situation where it's like, uh-oh, what the hell are we going to do? We got to send somebody out there that can't get it done. No, Kendrick Green is built more like a center than he is a guard. His strengths that CJ outlined, the quick feet, the athletic ability is very, very suitable for center more so than guard. He's got shorter arms, and so, you know, I think he's a shorter individual and has shorter arms. That's tough. But at center, you're helping a lot instead of you're either getting help or you're helping somebody the majority of the time. Very rarely are you by yourself. And so Kendrick Green is an option that I think will be fine. And obviously, CJ's been taking snaps from him for over a year. It's not so like it's some guy that they just signed. But yeah, that sounded like there's a chance that Juice Scruggs may not be ready this week, and that surprises me a bit. I thought he would for sure be ready to rock and roll.
Well,
this week.
Hopefully he's just talking about practice today, and he will be ready. Because I will say we watched it from the press box, I think they did take advantage of his absence. The Bears did. I think multiple times, you know, and when it's on film, it's on tape, and you know Brian Flores is not afraid to send pressure. We saw them a lot of times just line up Edmonds and their other linebacker and just sit them
A-gap.
Right in A-gaps and rush, and they had some success, especially in that second half, getting pressures, if them not getting there or creating one-on-ones with other people. So that seemed to be something that worked for the Bears, and you could potentially see watching film that may be something that Brian Flores takes advantage of, and that's right there in that center spot. So hopefully Juice Scruggs can play, and then as you said, if not, next man up and Kendrick Green can perform there. Go ahead.
You know, I mean, I just, yeah, you look, you obviously you'd end up a third center. I mean, it's going to be tough. It's not going to be ideal, but at the end of the day,
they did it last year.
The getting the snap and having a dude there that knows the offense and somebody that the quarterback is familiar with, to me is a huge plus. And again, you got to tip your cap to D'Amico and Bobby Slowick for just being prepared for you know what you hope would never happen, which is go through three centers in 3 weeks.
Yeah, where the hell is Michael Dieter when you need him?